Good morning. I'm Tom Chandler, father of two daughters. Right now you're probably thinking to yourself, well, yeah, it says in the program, reflection on parenting. But actually, that's kind of a refrain that goes on in the back of my head silently all the time. And 80% of the time when I introduce myself, it's, hi, I'm Tom Chandler, Lila and Rory's dad. The rest of the time, it's Lisa's husband's. But that's only when we can get ourselves a sitter. And parents, you know, if you're a new parent, like all your friends now are people you met through Mom's Club or Children's RE, dance camp, soccer, waiting on the playground when you arrive to pick them up for school. It's our new social club, waiting around for our children. Being a parent shapes your identity. If you want to find your place in the interdependent web, have a kid. For me, what really drove it home was when Rory was born. She was our second, and Lisa and I had pretty much decided that we were just going to have two. So I found myself thinking, I'm never going to have a son. I mean, I didn't actually know that I wanted a son. Never had really thought much at all about having kids, just thought I would at some point. But still, I found myself thinking about it a lot. Like there's some biological imperative to make a carbon copy of ourselves. And I was just never going to do that. No regrets, really. Still, like I said, I found myself thinking about it. And I found myself thinking about, wow, I'm the father of two daughters. It changes your identity somehow. And for me, it happened at a time in my life when, I was going through a lot of changes. I got married, started a new career as a teacher, had our first kid. And all of a sudden, in the space of about 1 year, the focus of my life changed from making me to making a family, and ultimately to helping to make the next generation. So I'm still all about personal growth and learning, but now there's an additional purpose, teaching, passing on knowledge, and helping other people out, young people, in their personal life growth journeys. If you want to find your place in the interdependent web, have a kid. Have you ever been about to walk out of Target or some big store, and you're about to go through the sliding glass doors, and you have this experience of the alarm going off, and you look at the people next to you, and you look them in the eye because you paid for it, and the person at the register calls you back because one of the thingies that makes the alarm go off didn't get deactivated? Well, that is just the sensation I had when we took Lila home. We were about to leave Poudre Valley Hospital and go through those two sets of sliding glass doors, and I had the oddest premonition that the alarm was going to go off. But it didn't. And so we took her home in our approved child carrier. And then we were on our own. And somewhat to my surprise, she grew. It's like that time in kindergarten when you put some dirt in a Dixie cup, put a little seed in it, take it home, put it on the windowsill in the sunlight, add a little water when the dirt feels dry, and a couple days later, against all odds, a little green leaf pops out. That is just the sensation I had in the first months of our children's lives. Somehow, against all odds, they grew. Thrived, actually, although one of them was orange for a week or two. Having a child, it shapes your identity. It revitalizes you, and it reconnects you to life. Since our children were born, my life is more full, more connected, more wonderful in the sense that it is more full of wonder, more full of singing songs, more full of sack of potatoes and cake and Tickle Monster, plus all the variations, Tickle Chase and Tickle Machine and dark parties and mandatory family dancing. And I have a feeling you know what I mean. Because if there's a child in your life, you have your own silly names. Thank you. I'm Tom Chandler, father of two daughters.